What is up, BBB Army? Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I'm the Joker.
And I'm Harley Quinn.
I tried. I can't talk with this grill, guys. It's really hard to talk with fake grills in your mouth or teeth.
You sure you don't want to go the whole episode with it in? Could be fun.
Dude, I'm gonna rip. That's how I'm gonna sound like, look.
That. Today we're going to talk about.
I just sound so weird. I feel like I'm just spitting everywhere.
I'll be your interpreter. It's okay.
Welcome back to our channel. And yes, we are officially in the month of October.
Spooky month.
And this first week in our show, we are dressed up as the iconic two characters from the DC world, the Joker and Harley Quinn. The very first superhero thing I ever saw was Batman the Animated Series growing up and everything. Like, I did enjoy it. But when I got introduced to Harley Quinn, obsessed. Sorry, Chris and Andy. That's the kind of main reason why I started watching the Batman animated series because of Harley Quinn. And like, I loved her attitude and stuff and everything about her and the Joker and everything. Like, don't get me wrong, Batman was cool too, but Harley Quinn, Harley Quinn.
The main reason why I watched Batman growing up was for Poison Ivy. I loved her. She's my favorite out of the whole Batman universe.
No, we decided to do kick it off this week because, in case anyone doesn't know, the new Joker movie's coming out with Lady Gaga as the Joker. And I seen the first one with Joaquin Phoenix, and I can't wait to see the second one.
Yes, the first one was actually really good. It was like not at all what I had expected it to be. So I'm looking forward to the second.
Me too. And I'm just looking forward to everything else and stuff. So yeah, the Joker and Harley Quinn. I chose the Jared Leto look. I know. Suicide Squad movie has some mixed reviews and stuff, and a lot of people have mixed reviews with Jared Leto's Joker, but I love the aesthetics of it.
Yeah, the aesthetics was really cool. I am the Lady Gaga from the movie that is it out yet? I have no
No, it comes
idea.
out like this weekend, Friday or something.
Okay, see? Look at that. I just based this off of photos that I saw and then kind of tweaked it a bit. So there you go. I just love spooky month. Fall time is my time. October, I love it.
Birthday month too.
I know. October just always makes me happy. Like, I'm at my happiest when it's October and fall in general.
Fall in general, I get it. Hey, I feel like birthday months are just a fun month. Anyway, guys, well, I don't know how to. I guess it's just one way we're gonna rip it off like a band-aid. For this episode, guys, is, you know what? These outfits kind of work out because these two characters really don't give a shit about what other people think. So we're gonna do it. We're gonna embrace their characters and stuff because we're gonna dive into the topic of when it comes to Black Veil Brides, all the hate they have received over the years from that other bands, the industry fans and stuff, quotation marks, fans and everything. So there's been, I'm sure all of us have seen something or have heard something when it comes to hatred of Black Veil Brides.
I feel like I've seen and heard way too much. A lot of it being the most ridiculous and insignificant things, too.
I feel like we should like talk about our experience, and then obviously, if for those of us who are watching or listening, we did post on our Twitter slash X and Instagram, like, what did you guys hear and see? And we have the list here and we want to go over it. So
Which I'm excited to do. Because I think the most interesting thing when you hear about hate, it's all different. Like, we're going to dive into our experiences here, but I just know that the experience of hatred towards BBB that I have seen and dealt with is so drastically different from what Ruth experienced and what from every fan
everyone, yeah.
experienced.
Can we just say for anyone watching new and something in the army here, we've been there from the start, so like we've seen the hate kind of come
Firsthand.
and go in each era of when it comes to the guys. So it's very interesting to see from the first hatred, at least we have witnessed and saw, to now recently now. So
I just want to point out, I think Black Veil Brides got the most hatred during their Set the World on Fire era. I hate to say that, but at least for my experience, that's what it seemed like.
The very first thing I saw when it came to hatred towards Black Veil Brides actually happened after I went to see the Pins and Needles tour, my first concert of them, when the Wretched, oh, not Wretched and Divine, We Stitch These Wounds album just released and everything, and they were making a name for themselves, Exposure and everything. And It was MySpace. Oh, the good old MySpace here. The very first thing I saw was the hatred towards them of them wearing makeup. And a lot of trolls and haters calling them a certain word that is not fun for the certain community to call them that, not call them men and still call them the certain word because they wore makeup.
The whole makeup thing, I just didn't understand because during that time, obviously, 80s glam bands wore makeup. We're talking about like Kiss and Poison, Motley Crue, and then even like heavy metal bands that wore the corpse paint. So that's why I was so confused why they got hatred for the makeup
I know.
and criticized for it. It makes no sense.
No, I was just like, why are they getting so much hate? I'm like, they did admit their inspiration was Kiss and Motley Crue. Look at those people. Those iconic bands. They wore makeup.
I can honestly admit, for me personally, see, I saw a little bit of that. Luckily for me, I really never had to deal with the hatred in person. You know,
That's
all of
good.
my experiences were online, and kind of going into, for me, I had to deal with people calling them black veil birds. Never understood that, by the way.
I
Never.
heard that once, never understood it, but I've never heard it again after that one
Yeah, I think it was a
time.
thing that haters, they were trying to get the trend, didn't it? Thank God, because it made no sense. But the biggest thing for me, makeup was one and their aesthetic was one. But the most biggest one, and it kind of had to deal with their We Stitch album and the Set the World on Fire album. Anyone that heard, that has listened to Knives and Pens, especially the OG one, there's that riff, that guitar riff in there. Everyone says they ripped it off from Avenged Sevenfold. And then in Set the World on Fire, when they did their Fallen Angels music video, it had fire. And everyone's like, they're stealing, you know, they're copycatting Avenged Sevenfold with the fire. So that was the biggest thing that I always heard about, especially online, was everyone attacked BVB for copycatting Avenged Sevenfold.
That's
And
weird.
I knew Avenged Sevenfold before BVB,
Yeah, same.
and what doesn't make sense to me is other bands have used fire in their music videos, and that riff for the Knives and Pens song. Unfortunately, there, if you go on YouTube, you can actually look it up. There are like 10 or 15 other bands, including Avenged Sevenfold, that have a similar riff.
See, like that's weird because like you said, like every hatred is different for everyone. Like for you it was that, for me it was the makeup. Like seriously, like I kind of heard about that on MySpace, but at least I don't know if it was in Texas or not. The area, the fans there didn't really talk about that, or the hatred or the trolls and stuff. It was mostly the makeup. Like I'm not even gonna lie, after people in high school knew that I was obsessed with Black Veil Brides, they made fun of me. It's like, oh, they're girls and stuff because they wear makeup. Oh, they're not dudes. Look at them. They're wearing makeup and stuff. Like, why do you listen to them? Why does he that they called Andy a girl. Like, that guy looks like a girl. Look at all that freaking makeup on him.
I did hear that one. I did hear that they all look like chicks just because the makeup, the long hair. Thankfully, I never got harassed in school for liking them.
Well, good for
Honestly,
you.
there were a lot of students, even students that like were that I clearly didn't care about. They never once bullied me for liking Black Veil Brides. In fact, a lot of them would tell me like, "Oh, this your BVB shirt's cool," or I would go up in front of the entire class and I would actually mimic Lightning Thunderstein, and everyone went wild for it. So I feel bad because I never had to experience that. Mine was
Well,
all strictly online. I was
lucky
bullied
duck. I
for
had to experience that in person from classmates of mine of just making fun of me for liking BVB and stuff, for listening to a band who's ripping off of with Motley Crue or Kiss and stuff, or like the makeup was a big thing, I will say. The makeup was a huge that I had to consistently deal with for like when their album came out after their concert. Like there were a couple of classmates who like I liked them too, but didn't really but like a lot of classmates just poke fun of me just for their aesthetics and stuff. Yeah.
You know, I think this definitely has to be location wise too, because you said you
Yeah.
were in Texas, me, obviously, Colorado. So location wise and maybe just even school wise too.
Probably. I have no idea. Like, I swear to God, I felt like at my high school, I was the only BBB fan. Literally. Like, I wore the shorts and shirts and stuff and like wanted to do the makeup, but due to mom, I couldn't. But you know, I did a lot of makeup, especially in Halloween and stuff. And I never saw anyone else ever, ever. Like the alternative group of kids there, They all wore like Slipknot shirts and stuff, Avenged Sevenfold shirts. Some wore Misfits, but like never BBB ever. I didn't even ask them one time. I was like, "Hey, have you ever heard of them?" And they're like, "We heard of them. We're just not a fan of them."
So mine's kind of opposite, but I'm not saying my school, none of the guys listened to BB, but there were other girls. And what drove me nuts, they didn't actually like Black Veil Brides, okay? They just thought Andy was hot. So they'd be like, oh my God, Andy Six is so hot. These girls didn't like me. I didn't like them. And it's just, yeah, they couldn't even name a Black Veil Brides song beyond Knives and Pens. It would drive me nuts because I think they would purposely rub it in my face of how much they would claim to like Black Veil Brides, but they didn't like Black Veil Brides. They only knew Andy. And when he started going by Beer Sack and not Six, they still called them Andy Six and everything. And they would sit there and just, it drove me nuts. Okay. Cause I'm like, you guys don't actually listen to them though.
See, I wish I was in that experience, but that nope, never happened. That situation never happened or come with me in high school. I mostly just got teased out for it. And one other thing I got teased out after that I had to defend not only BBB but myself was like, oh, they're so emo.
You know, and that's something, okay, that's the thing. That is something I've dealt with growing up, is I was always called emo, like even in elementary school. So, and I think the reason it bothers me to this day for being harassed for dressing the way that I did and for Black Veil Brides is now it's a trend. Now it's popular. And I'm like, everyone bullied me for that. And now those people that bullied me are dressing that way. What the f?
This past Friday at work, I wore like my jeans, I wear my bat Crocs and stuff that are black and stuff, and I had my black Frida Kahlo shirts. I had my hair done and I wore like a gray beanie and stuff. I had one fifth grader girl after school that came in my room. It's like, Miss Campbell, I'm like, what? Why is she dressed so emo? And I just started
Oh my
laughing
God.
so hard. And she just like looked at me. It's like, why are you laughing? I'm like, it's a long story, but just thank you for making my day.
I love that. Emo is just associated with the color black.
It's just too funny, but like, at least for me, those were the two top things of what hatred that I first experienced just as a fan growing up. And like you said, with the set the world on fire, I feel like that's when a lot of haters started to really rip on Black Veil Brides.
It was. Obviously, you and I came in when the We Stitches Wounds album was released. Online, there was no hatred at all. It was literally when Set the World on Fire came out. And I think it's just because Black Veil Brides was so damn popular. Every person that was considered an outcast or, called emo, they looked up to Black Veil Brides because when no one else is there, music is. And Black Veil Brides was there for all of us. And I think that's what drove a lot of people nuts. Bullies don't want to see the people they're bullying happy. And this band that obviously people despise because they despise people like us. So why would they like a band that looks and dresses the same way? I think they were super hated just due to the amount of popularity they got.
And like, yeah, I do recall that and stuff. Like, obviously, for you and I, like, you and I. You and me.
Right, you and I.
you and I. What I, guys, it's just teacher brain, teacher tired. That's my excuse. We were in a different realm because like we were so excited when Set the World on Fire came out, their second album, and obviously Fallen Angels came out and stuff. We were, I'm sure, both like excited to see the music video and everything about it. Like we were fangirling. And meanwhile, other people on the internet or in person or in real life who are like, they're so freaking popular and stuff. Like I will admit, one time I went to Hot Topic and remember how it was just like, in Hot Topic, it was like, and I think the guys even said that like it was their merch versus Twilight merch.
Oh my God, yes.
And so I remember going into Hot Topic specifically for BBB and stuff to see what new shirts were there. And I want to say they were in high school, maybe they're sophomore or senior year of high school. They look older. Anyway, there was this group of like teenager boys and a group of girls too with them, like a group. And I was looking at the shirts, not really paying attention until I overheard them saying, like, God, I'm so sick of seeing this type of merch here. Like, I don't understand why they're so popular. They look so freaking emo and stuff. Like, look, they're emo. They look like girls. Like, I don't get it. I feel like obviously the fans who have been there from the start definitely had to deal with some type of like trolling online from haters and even in person from school, like I did, unfortunately, and stuff. But you know, we stood our ground. Here we are now, and look at Black Veil Brides now.
I'm just going to point out, I think that's why Black Veil Brides still has haters to this day, because everyone is expecting them to fall. They were like, oh, their peak point popularity was 2011, Set the World on Fire. Everyone was thinking they weren't going to last. And the fact that Black Veil Brides is even bigger than ever, and now that they are throwing out banger after banger albums and EPs and singles, the fact that they're still thriving. I think that is why some haters are still attacking them to this day, because they were hoping that they would fall, and they're not falling, but they are thriving.
One point I remember, maybe it was after Set the World, but like early stages of Wretched and Divine. I don't remember what year, but I remember the hatred got to a point where the guys clapped back and it was a limited edition t-shirt that said, I hate BVB. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Okay, so I can't lie. A part of me wanted the shirt, but I think during that time, because I think I want to say that was roughly probably my guesses would be that it was still maybe like 2011, 2012. I want to say 2012, maybe. I wanted to get that shirt, but at the same time, I was like, but I love BBB. I don't hate them.
I'm not gonna lie, like this is a true story. I may have seen the shirt on Depop and I'm like, it's available in my size, but I'm like, I know it was a clap bag, but like I love BBB. And I was like, it's kind of like that conflicted feeling.
Yeah, I think I was more worried about, oh my God, I'm gonna get the shirt, I'm gonna like wear it out, and someone's gonna come up to me and be like, oh my God, same man, that f***ing band. And I didn't want to deal with that. I was like, no, because then I'm literally gonna have to clap back and be
I
like, oh,
know.
this is
And then it's
sarcasm,
just gonna be this
bitch.
whole debate of like why you're wearing that because it's a clap. So yeah.
Yeah, I needless to say, I never got the shirt because I love them.
I do. And like it would be, I don't know. A part of me is like, I could just wear it and just go along with it. But in my head, I'm like, haha, joke's on you. Or I don't know, but, or like
Yeah.
wear it for like PJs or something. So,
That would have been smarter. It's one of those should have bought it to have it, just to have it,
yeah,
but
I know. And like, I know it was a limited edition. I think I want to say that it was on their website. Again, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong. But I know like at one point they just had that, just, like for and giggles. So,
yeah, it was on their official website.
okay, that's what I thought. Okay. But like, I don't know. I feel like throughout the eras of Black Veil Brides, definitely a lot of hate has come in and out. I do remember. For the Veil album and those whole rumors about like this is the end of Black Veil Brides, blah 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 blah, because Andy's doing a solo project. Like I do remember, God, maybe it was on like Facebook or somewhere, I can't even remember, somewhere on social media, I saw someone made a post of like, oh, it's about time. Look, guys, we were right all the time. BVB is gonna break up.
Yeah, that was the kind of stuff that I saw during the Veil era, was all the fans, I think, were kind of arguing with one another, because you had the half that was saying Black Veil Brides is done, it's over, and the other half screaming it's not over. So it was a really huge, like, conflicted moment in time, because realistically, none of us knew what was going on. As I stated before, like with myself, I didn't want to believe that it was over. So I kept that mindset, while maybe other fans who were, probably way smarter than me were just like, yep, nope, it's over.
As I stated before, I was just preparing myself just in case it was official. That way I didn't have to go through the heartbreak again. So I put myself through a heartbreak just to prepare myself.
Yeah. But that's smart. I should have done that, because when everything came out, I was not prepared, Ruth. I was not prepared.
Obviously, I guess we can tread it a little bit. The announcement about Bruno that came up and stuff, I did see a lot of hatred on Twitter about the news about Bruno.
It was kind of like an all-out war between
It
fans, though, because
was.
you had the Purdy Posse clique that
I
was like fighting
never
for him.
seen that much hatred It wasn't even to Bruno. It was like to the rest of the guys,
Yeah.
especially Andy. Like,
Yeah.
I've never seen that much hatred since, like, I mentioned, like, the first time I experienced was about the makeup and stuff. Like, that was intense back then. And now I'm like, okay, whatever. These are just trolls. Seeing Twitter going crazy, attacking fans, attacking Andy and everything else. I'm here, like, what the f is going on? This is like the worst. This is worse than the makeup hate. I think that was the time where I really responded to a lot of haters, because especially for the haters that were attacking Andy and stuff, the other guys too. But what really got me going was that the fact the haters took it to the next level and started attacking Andy's dad
Yeah.
and mom. Like, I'm just like, that's a new low. Like, off, all of you. You don't do that. Like, that's just
It's
no.
bullying.
That's just like the lowest of the lowest you can go. And like, I remember it was so bad. Like, I felt bad for Chris and Amy. Like, I felt heartbroken because, like, here is all these fans and stuff that are now attacking the guys, are now leaving the army because of these news and stuff, because they're not in support of their choice and everything. That I and Chris knows that I message him on Twitter saying, like, I am so sorry that this is all happening. I can only imagine. But I just wanted him to know, like, please just know that there are still fans that support Andy, that support the rest of the guys, and that we're here still. I do want to get into some of what the fans said, that answer to response on Instagram, what they've seen and heard. So the one I'm looking at, as you mentioned, this one says they claim that they stole a riff from Unholy Confessions, written Knives and Pens. So kind of the whole riff I think you just mentioned.
Okay, that's the thing. People, go to YouTube. Okay, I'm gonna have to ask Hudson, because Hudson's the one that showed me like the video. Maybe you can
Okay.
drop the maybe we'll be able to drop the link down in the description below. See, that's one of the riffs. They also claim Avenged Sevenfold. So if you guys go to this link, there's gonna be like 10 or 15 songs that have the similar sounding riff. And I'm sorry, but when it comes to music, there are only so many notes. And things are bound to sound similar, just technically different, if that makes sense.
No, and you're right. There's only so many notes out in the world as of right now. So this next one, I honestly forgot about it until they wrote it, because I did hear about this at times. Anytime someone calls Andy Ball.
Ugh! Okay, that has always drove me nuts. I'm sorry. I wrote, okay. There's nothing that I hate more when people try to make fun of someone for like the name that they have. And it's just like, are you kidding me?
Anna, our good friend, responded to this too. She said, they don't care about fans, which she's heard from other people. They stopped, and then she made a point saying, they stopped the Lincoln show when a fan passed out and Andy and Lonnie went down to get them out of safety. They absolutely care. Facts. This next one says, a YouTuber said, the only reason BBB has fans is because of Andy's looks, and if he lost his looks, the fan base would die.
I find that to be false. It's the meaning behind the lyrics.
I think what haters found when it came to Andy is like, I'm sorry, guys. Andy's caught. Point. Okay. He has those natural looks. No surgery whatsoever. He's f-ing hot. Respectfully, Andy. And I think those haters and stuff are just f-ing jealous, because like, they don't have the good looks. Here's someone who's naturally like that and stuff. So.
Andy's looks as an added bonus. Same with all the other guys. You know, I feel like everyone in the band is attractive, but I don't think that is the biggest reason why they're popular.
Another one said they've heard someone say every song sounds the same.
Okay, I have heard that.
Okay.
I don't under but I
I don't. Okay, I'm sorry. If you think about, like, let's just talk about it. If you think about their first album, that's when they were raw and starting out. Obviously, if they've learned it, and if you think about Wretched and Divine, I'm sorry, comparing the Wretched and Divine to like We Stitch These Boots, two completely different sounds.
Yeah, I agree. And every album is instruments. They're so technical in every single one. Instrumentally different, vocally different, lyrically different. Nothing sounds the same.
This one kind of goes with it too. This one says, I've heard people say that Andy's voice suck and is boring. Like, bro, how?
Wait, his voice sucks in what?
And is boring. Dude,
Dude, Andy has the most unique, deep voice I've ever heard.
like his vocal ranges. Like, I'm sorry. He surprised me at the Fall in Reverse tour and stuff. After just growls and screams. Like, I'm like, Still have chills when watching that clip.
I feel like he's definitely been working on his vocal range, but as I say, I think he's only continuing to get better. He was
Oh, yeah.
never horrible sounding in the first place. He sounded fantastic. I don't understand people.
Kata, our good friend Kata, even responded. She said that someone said their Scarlet Cross costumes were embarrassing.
Oh my God, a black suit with a cross. How embarrassing. Oh my God.
Do a lot of
Never heard
sarcasm.
that before. I'm sorry. I'm kind of shocked right now.
Oh, here's a common one. I think we've heard too is I hear people say that they are a rip off of Kiss and Motley Crue because they wore makeup.
So apparently, no one's allowed to take inspiration from anything.
No inspiration whatsoever. It's not how there's tons of references and inspired things over there. It's like I can't look at a photo of a sugar skull to make something else a sugar skull.
Nope, you know, Ruth, actually, I don't know if you heard, but you and I, we just copycatted the Joker and Harley Quinn look, just so you know.
Among other people who've done this over the years.
Yep, all copycats, non-inspirational at all.
Here's one. They're not real metal.
That, thank
Oh
you. Oh my God, Ruth. That was one of the biggest. I can't believe I didn't even think of that. I was so onto everything else. That is actually another big thing that I had to deal with online with people, is they would argue about whether or not Black Veil Brides is metal. In my own personal opinion, I think I have always stuck with what everything that Andy has stated, and Andy has always stated that they are a rock and roll band. And that's why whenever people were like, they're not metal, I'm like, well, I think that they have metal qualities, but when it comes to like the band as a whole, I always stated that they were rock because
Thank
that's what
you.
Andy has stated, and that's what Andy's father has always stated. I think the problem was the Golden God Awards when they were first
I remember that.
announced. I think when they were first nominated for like heavy metal songs, like just being put in the category and the list has drove metalheads bonkers specifically.
And I don't know what year it was. I know it was after Russian Divine, the Golden God Awards, and Andy has talked about this in his book. That when they were called because best song of the year, I can't remember. They won for In the End, which we all fans know that In the End was dedicated to Andy's grandfather. Okay. His grandparents have been a big inspiration and he loves them to death. And for fact that he wrote that song for him and it won a Golden Globe Awards, you would think the crowd would be like, yay! Some of the crowd of the people were booing them as they walked out to accept the award. And here is Andy all wild up and literally flipping and saying everyone in the fan to f off. I don't remember what he said in this whole speech, but like he was just like, he was pissed, which,
Most
what?
iconic moment I feel for Andy. I just remember grabbing his junk, flipped people off,
Yes!
saying, "You've got a fat ass." Like all this stuff, I was living for it.
You can go find a clip. Like Andy has talked about it in the book. He even said in his book, you could probably find a clip somewhere on YouTube.
But like that just kind of goes to show how horrible like that crowd was, because I understand maybe Black Veil Brides isn't your favorite, and that's okay. You don't have to like them. But I feel like to sit there and to boo them, I just feel like that was so
It was
disrespectful.
so just, you never see that when it comes to like the Oscars or like the Grammys and stuff.
Yeah.
But like apparently in rock industries and rock award shows, oh, you are like, encouraged to boo people you hate or don't like.
But you know, the funniest thing about this is when they released their self-titled album, a lot of metalheads came forward, made YouTube reactions, not all of them, but majority of them apologized to Black Veil Brides because after listening to their self-titled album, they thought it was the most heaviest and coolest out there. And a lot of them actually ended up liking Black Veil Brides after that. So I feel like this just goes to show most haters, they've only heard Knives and Pens.
No, and like going to it, this one we receive on our Instagram says like the point. I feel like this sums it up basically for a lot of haters from the start. It's like they say they are gay, untalented, hate their fans, are rude, creepy, and ugly.
They're saying that about the guys or about the fans?
About the guys.
Like, there's obviously a lot of artists out there I dislike, but just because I don't like them, it doesn't mean they're not talented.
I feel like. Haters are everywhere, no matter what fandom, what thing you like. There's always a hater attached to it, no matter what,
There
unfortunately.
is.
I'm sure the haters, what their interests are, haters attached to their things that they are. And like, what's the point? Like, why are you hating? Like, seriously, if you don't like them, okay. You have your right to own opinion. You don't have to be this nasty person.
People spend more time obsessing over things that they hate rather than things that they love and enjoy. And, a 9 out of 10 times, the haters will be like, it's to troll you guys because we think it's funny. But I mean, if you feel that you have to get enjoyment out of hurting someone else for just enjoying what they like, to me, that just goes to show that you kind of are pretty pathetic. It just, to me, they're miserable.
Another one that I think it's a good one to point out, Cassidy, she responded with her response was, only women like them. They're not metal. It's like our fan base is mostly predominantly girls, females.
Yeah, that one I have heard, which is also a lie, though.
When it came to my ex and him with me with Black Veil Brides, like I full on admitted he didn't want me to play them in the car and stuff. And then there was one point I straight up asked him just out of just curiosity, I had the courage and the balls to ask him, like, why are you kind of against me liking Black Veil Brides and stuff? And he's like, I'm not against you liking Black Veil Brides. It's just like, I can't remember what he said word by word, but it was among the lines. Like, I think I read in between the lines where he's like, he was jealous that I had this much passion about something and he didn't have any passion about anything else. So I guess he was a little jealous that I had all this passion about Black Veil Brides. Meanwhile, he liked things, but the passion wasn't as high and big like mine for BVB, so.
Well, and that kind of goes with what I was saying earlier, like how people are a lot of haters. If they're making fun of others, they must be miserable with their own life. So I feel a lot of people make fun of others because they're jealous that they're not allowed to be themselves. And your whole thing of the whole like you're passionate about something and he isn't. A lot of people did hate on Andy for a long time because I do remember people stating they'd be like one guy in particular. Tweeted Andy and he's like, I admit it, Andy, I hate you. I hate you for the fact that my girlfriend loves you way more than she will ever love me. So a lot of guys, I think, were really jealous of Andy because they're like, my girlfriend loves him more than me.
Oh my God, it's not like that. Oh my God. So insecure, sir, that you tweeted that. Very insecure that you don't. Yeah, wow. Here's some couples that I saw on Twitter that I thought, yes, that was a big one. They worship the devil.
So like we're that's just Karen's that we're going into, right?
Probably, my. Sorry, Mom.
Oh,
But like my
yeah,
mom was
sorry.
kind of like in that same boat because she blamed the Morning Star of how it looks like a sin, ritual for satanic and stuff. And I'm here, multiple debates with my mom. Like, no, it's not a devil satanic star. I'm not worshiping the devil. And it's just like, they are not devil worshipers. No, they don't go about talking about like, oh, f God and stuff, f religion and stuff. You should believe in the devil. No.
It's just the aesthetic purpose
It
that
is the
makes.
aesthetic.
What is it that everyone associates black with the devil?
I think it, personally for me, from my experience with my mom, I think it was just her logo of the Morning Star. That's just me. Because
That's
she saw it
fair.
as a satanic, like, because you've seen the stars and stuff in
Oh,
that
yeah.
realm.
No, I've never seen the Morning Star. What are you talking about?
Not the Morning Star, the other star for like rituals for the devil. Not the Morning
Oh
Star.
yeah, oh yeah. Okay, sorry. I've seen both stars.
Both, like, how they kind of mention it in American Satan movie and stuff.
Yeah.
So like my mom knew about that, and so when she saw their logos and I had the necklace of it, she flipped out and stuff. She's like, oh my God, no, you are not worshiping the devil. You're going to church for a reason. Because back then I went to church and stuff. And I'm just like, so many debates with my mom. Mom, I love you. Thank you for finally slowly accepting BBB as not as a devil worshiper. Thank you.
I can't. I kind of actually forget about the that people related that with the Morning Star. I guess on my end, it was more people freaking out over the aesthetic of them than anything else.
So I guess we'll dive into this one a little bit. I know we talked about it a little, but this person did mention. Honestly, there's a whole list I have because it's insane. But the whole Andy acts like Ronnie because they're friends narrates when Andy has stated he doesn't agree a lot of Ronnie's statements. We did talk about it a little when the recent that tour that just ended in LA or last week or something. Yeah, last week. When it was announced that BBB was going to tour with Fall in Reverse and stuff, there was a lot of craziness, opinions when it came to it.
My biggest thing with it is I really hate cancel culture because in my personal opinion, to me, it feels like there is someone standing next to me that has an opinion about something. We're all allowed to have our own opinions. But it's like if I don't agree with them, I'm suddenly a terrible person because I don't agree with them, and then they want to ruin my life and my reputation. And my biggest thing with this whole Falling in Reverse tour and the whole Black Veil Brides touring with them is everyone is spreading rumors and lies because there are people that dislike Ronnie. They're all of a sudden like, oh, well, this makes Andy transphobic and the rest of the guys transphobic, which that is not the case. But because people are saying those things, it's a lot of people who are not really aware too much of the situation, but they're reading about it online, they're suddenly believing that's to be true. And that is so not the case. And it bothers me because Andy is 100% right. Because he did state it in an interview,
Multiple
you
interviews.
work with people that you probably don't like and you disagree with them on things, but you're professional about it, right? You don't just quit your job. I mean, maybe some people do, but no matter what in life, you're going to have to deal with people that you disagree with.
Period.
Andy's allowed to be friends with Ronnie, and he's allowed to tour with him despite their disagreements.
And that's completely true. In life, we have to work and communicate with people that we may disagree on their of perspectives of life and everything, or opinions and stuff. Like, for example, educator. Hi. A couple years ago, we had a vice principal and stuff, and I will admit, a lot of the staff and I did not like his approach to certain things. Because instead of, disciplining and giving a consequence to a student's actions that were bad, he rewards them with candy, and we're like, no. You don't do that. They need to learn the consequences of their actions. So, unfortunately, just due to everything, we had our opinions about it. We just didn't say it to him because it's not in our position to say it and get him, whatever. But that's how life is. We have to, unfortunately, be flexible and adapt. And depending on the situation, we can vent, but we can't say it in front of them. So.
Well, and see exactly that right there, how you said you can vent. I get it. People are allowed to feel the way that they feel about the Falling Universe tour. They didn't have to go, which, that's fine. And you guys don't have to like Ronnie. And you know what? If that makes you not like Black Veil Brides anymore, so be it. And you're allowed to vent, but there's a difference between venting and spreading rumors. And I think that was the biggest problem is people were so caught up in expressing their opinion that they almost believed that the opinions they had were spitting facts, and that was not the case.
Basically, what I've come to the conclusion when it comes to cancer culture or even haters and trolls out there. Here's the thing to all you haters about when it comes to Black Veil Brides. Okay, yes, you're expressing your opinion. You're bullying and telling us fans about certain things when it comes to Black Veil Brides. That being, they're not a rock band, they're too emo, they're not metal, they're a certain word when it comes to wearing makeup and something. Here's the deal. Yes, you are spreading hatred, but you know what else you guys are doing? You're also exposing them for other fans to be like, what are they talking about? Who is Black Veil Brides? And so these other people are gonna look up Black Veil Brides to see what you guys are bitching about. And they're like, I don't know what they're talking about. These guys are legit. You're getting more people exposed to Black Veil Brides. If you did not want them to get exposed to Black Veil Brides, shut your mouth.
No, thank you. I'm really glad you said that because that is the one thing that I have been saying like my entire life. When I hate something, and I mean hate or dislike something, I don't give it the time of day. I don't discuss it online. I don't discuss it with other people. I don't comment on other people's videos expressing that hatred because you know what all that does, you guys? you are, as Ruth said, you are exposing and being a free advertisement. And because of that, you are basically promoting them for free. So all the haters out there that do that to Black Veil Brides, you're actually gaining them even more popularity and you don't even realize it.
More exposure, more to like streams of stuff to their music and everything. Like, that's what you guys are doing. So, in a interesting way, thank you.
No, with that term, there is no such thing as bad publicity.
Is. So, thank you for doing that. And I will admit, obviously, the most BBB Army fans who are definitely involved in the Twitter world, we all know that BBB Dad does clap back and stuff, which is always fun to see and everything. And I know recently Andy's clapping back a little bit too.
I love it so much because it just, as we've expressed before, it reminds me of Andy from Set the World on Fire era when he was just willing to clap back at fans or just even, talking to the fans online in general. And to have that back again,
It's amazing. I love it.
oh, it's the best thing in the world. It's like a really nostalgic feeling because we're like,
I'm
oh my
just,
God, this is
anytime I
the
see.
Andy we were introduced to.
Anytime I see Andy like responding to someone on Twitter about a certain thing, that being like his ping pong skills or football skills or whatever, I just his clapbacks are too funny.
Hatred is something I never understood. I mean, I understand we all dislike and hate things, and that's fine, but to obsess about something so much is just beyond. And Andy's even stated in an interview too, I think it was a recent one, there are too many people that are coming together over things that they hate rather than things that they love. And
Yeah.
that is so sad.
We do know that Black Veil Brides is getting the exposure and everything. They're playing in bigger arenas. And right now, I don't know, right now, the second, but they're going to be working on some new music here. So.
I just want to say all the hatred that Black Veil Brides has gotten over the years, I think a lot of it has honestly just been so unfair. I don't think that they deserved the hate that they got, and they still don't deserve the hate that they're getting to this day.
Just remember, BBB, we love you. We're always here for you. Right, BBB, for today's fan shout out actually goes to a wonderful fan that we've discovered on Instagram. Not only do you follow our account, the BBB Army Hearts to Hearts account, thank you. You are very responsive when we do post polls or anything, so thank you for responding. And his username on Instagram is Arthur6 Loki, but his name is Steve Roses, apparently. So it looks like obviously you're a big fan of Black Veil Brides. You have been to the Bleeders tour and you've been to the Fallen Reverse tour and stuff, and you got your VIP photos on your account. And it just looks like you're just a true, genuine fan who is there for the music and the happiness of Black Veil Brides, which generally we just need more of that, honestly. So thank you so much for all that you do, for your support of Black Veil Brides and everything, and just for our account too and everything. So just thank you for your supports and thank you.
We could literally go on because there's so many things, so many events that had happened that was just not okay in the BBB Army and not okay for, towards Black Veil Brides. But we kind of went over the gist of it, I feel. For anyone else that has experienced maybe things that we didn't talk about, like if you want to drop those in the comments, feel free. We're really curious to know what everyone has had to deal with. All of us had to deal with like the hatred
Something.
in our own way. It's crazy.
I'm just, I can't. Sorry, I can't. Thank you to all those fans who do also put your inputs and stuff when it came to hatred or BBB hatred you've seen or slash heard and stuff. We do appreciate it. And it's been interesting to kind of like, oh yeah, I remember that. I also remember that. So just thank you again for responding to it. And but honestly, like I said, hatred's gonna be there, but we can all still be here as family and support Black Veil Brides.
Yeah, thank you to all the fans over the years who have stood up for Black Veil Brides and have stood up for other people that listen to Black Veil Brides. Never stop doing that. Always, always, always 100% support the things that you love.
I think that does wrap it up for this episode. I know we can talk about this for hours and hours, but fortunately, I don't know. Maybe you guys would be interested in a 4-hour video about hatred when it comes to
Oh my
Black Veil
God.
Brides.
We'll make that a live, maybe.
Live,
Maybe.
but we just want to thank again for your support, and we are super excited for some new videos this coming up month and stuff. We do have plans and costumes for it and everything and stuff. Please subscribe to our channel. All of our social media links are down below. Hit the notification bar if you are watching on YouTube, because sometimes YouTube is YouTube and everything else. And I guess with that, we will see you guys later next week with another Spooky Month episode.